Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I would call upon all of us who are American voters to pray for the election of leaders who acknowledge Jesus as Lord. I encourage every believer to help elect those who will rule over us so that we will have the freedom to worship God as we understand and as we have had the Constitution framed so that we can have these Christian principles in our lives and live by them. May God help us to place the responsibility of our nation, our states, and communities in the hands of those who will respect human life and will value it as God has ordained it from the very beginning.
O creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him.
I am sure you have been reminded of the scripture found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, where God spoke to King Solomon. The temple that had taken 20 years to build had just been dedicated to the Lord. These are some choice words that have been quoted and shared in recent days. God said, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." I feel certain that the word spoken long ago regarding the Israelites is very much applicable to our day and time. Fact is, I believe they have been and will be applicable at any given time in history. All of God's people in every generation need to be humble before Him. We will all need to lift up our souls in prayer and offer to Him our praise that honors Him as our God, Creator, and Redeemer. There also needs to be a repentance of our sins or a turning away from any and all unrighteousness in our lives. God hears the prayers of His people when we come in faith without doubting. I sometimes feel these scriptures are shared as an accusation upon the Christian community today, and that the current unrest, the conditions of wickedness and evil that exist in our society is blamed upon Christians who have not humbled themselves and who have not prayed and sought God's favor in their lives. Well, I do believe there will always be a condition of this situation within the body of Christ. The scriptures tell of believers who were lukewarm and others who had lost their first love for the Lord, some disciples who had become involved in idol worship and immoral lifestyles are shared. Some have accepted and did accept teachings that were false, and teachers were teaching doctrines that were not in harmony with what Christ taught and what Christ left on this earth to be taught in His name. If that happened in the first century church, and it did, it is unreasonable for us to believe that it does not or could not exist in our world today and in the church. If any disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ or any congregation of God's people who have fallen into such a state, then 1 Chronicles 7 is fitting, a truth that needs to be heard. But I would hesitate to lay blame solely upon God's people for the wickedness that today has filled our land. I'm very aware of the vigorous fight against laws that have been made allowing immorality to increase and to abound over the span of my lifetime. The battle has been fought for decades against such things. Perhaps we have not fought the good fight as hard and as loud as it should have been, while the nation has declined into its current state of ungodly behavior and the acceptance of such wickedness. I have been drawn in my thoughts to the prophecy of Jeremiah. This great man of God was called to be a prophet to the Lord before he was ever born. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." When God came to him and told him this, he was a young man, very young, only a child, actually. And Jeremiah said he wasn't very sure that he could be God's spokesman, but God assured him that he would put his words into his mouth and that he would rescue him and be with him. Jeremiah's prophecy was about the coming doom upon God's people because they had been unfaithful to him. His message was God's message, not his own. He was appointed by God to tell Israel of the coming destruction and the reason why. God told his prophet not to be terrified. He was going to be with him. He would overcome. He had to speak the commandments of the Lord. And here's what I glean for us who serve the Lord today. We have been chosen to spread the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. From the apostles to our present day, we have been commissioned to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. That has not changed. Just because the conditions of the world changes does not change the commission, the command, or the word. The message of the gospel, the message of Jesus Christ of salvation to all who believe is the message that is to be shared. It is also a message of doom to all who disbelieve it. God has given us his word. We are not taking our message, but God's message, and God has promised to be with us. Let us listen to God's word as he spoke to Jeremiah, the word that Jeremiah would share with the unfaithful of his day. God said, "As for my wicked neighbors who seize the inheritance I gave my people Israel, I will uproot them from their lands, and I will uproot the house of Judah from among them. But after I have uprooted them, I will again have compassion and will bring each of them back to his own inheritance and his own country. And if they learn well the ways of my people and serve by my name, saying, 'As surely as the Lord lives,' even as they once taught my people to swear by Baal, then they will be established among my people. But if any nation does not listen, I will completely uproot and destroy it, declares the Lord." I know that God was addressing what would take place in the land of Israel and with the people who occupied that land, as well as Judah itself. But the principle is one that is still just as true as ever. Israel had followed Baal. They had forsaken God. They would lose their land. They would, however, receive the compassion of the Lord, and all the wicked nations who turn from their idols and devote themselves to God would also receive compassion as well. God is a forgiving and compassionate God. God always gives an opportunity for his grace to be extended to all who will come to him. The prophecy of Jonah teaches us this so well, at how wicked that they had been. Even those who were wicked like that, God pronounced doom upon them, but they came to repentance and they found God's favor. We too, like Jeremiah, will face opposition. The world's hatred toward Christ Jesus is witnessed at the cross. He and his word were rejected. The world of darkness is still against the light and the truth that it shares. More than ever, the light of God's Word needs to shine brighter and brighter in our world. We as Christians may shine brighter than we ever have in our world today, and that may simply be because our world has become darker and darker, darker than it ever has been around us. But the urgency of planting the commands of God into our society could not be any greater. So much of the accepted lifestyles today are those that God will not tolerate. The Apostle Paul wrote about the foolish and darkened hearts of those who turned away from worshiping the Creator and began worshiping the creation. Their sinful lives were the shameful lust of perversion among men and women. Their depraved minds led them to be people of envy, murder, greed, God-haters, arrogant and boastful, heartless, ruthless, faithless, God-haters, disobedient to parents, gossips, and slanderers. The wicked city of Nineveh was under the judgment and doomed to destruction. But the word of the Lord brought repentance. In contrast, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed because their sins were so grievous. Not even 10 righteous could be found in that land and region. I know you share the same concerns I have about the escalating decay of moral righteousness within our society today. The only hope to rescue it is a return to God's moral laws. They have eroded away, but let us keep the voice of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the commands of righteousness before the world. Let us not be terrified. We are God's chosen, and we have His promises upon which we stand. May the Lord share with you the courage and the determination to let the light of the Lord Jesus Christ shine in and through you. And may those who have not heard, who have not received the gospel, hear and be saved.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.